BibleTelling.org presents Telling the Stories of the Bible. Now, here's John Walsh telling The Raising of Lazarus.
Lazarus and his sisters Mary and Martha lived in a town called Bethany. Lazarus became extremely sick, so his sisters sent for Jesus. He was a friend of the family. They said, "Lord, your friend is sick." Jesus waited 2 days after getting this message. He then said to his disciples, "We're going to Judea." "Lord, it's not safe to go there. The Jews are looking for you so they can kill you." He said, "Our friend Lazarus is dead, and it is for you that I didn't go sooner. What I'm about to do will help you believe in me. Now, let's go to Bethany." When they were almost there, they learned that Lazarus had been dead for 4 days. Martha heard that he was coming, so she went to meet him. "Lord, you could have healed my brother. He'd be alive today if you would have been here. I know all things are possible with you." "Martha, your brother will rise again." "I know, Lord. He'll be a part of the resurrection in the last day." Jesus said, "I am the resurrection and the life. Those who believe in me will live, even if they die. They will always be alive, forever. Martha, do you believe this?" "Yes, Lord. I believe you're the Messiah, the Son of God." She then went back to the house and whispered to her sister, "Mary, the teacher is here and is asking for you." Mary got up and ran to Jesus, and others followed her. When she got to him, she fell at his feet. "Lord, my brother would still be alive if you'd come sooner." She then started to cry. Jesus was greatly moved when he saw Mary and the others crying. He said, "Where did you put him?" She got up to take him there. With that, Jesus started crying. They took him to the place where they had laid the body, which was a cave with a stone across the entrance. When Jesus saw it, he said, "Take away the stone." Martha stepped forward. "Lord, he's been dead for 4 days. By now the smell will be great." He turned to her. "Remember what I said? If you believe, you'll see the glory of God." So she stepped back, and the men removed the stone. Jesus looked up and prayed, "Father, I thank you that you always hear me. Take this miracle and use it to help people believe that you sent me." He then looked at the entrance of the tomb and shouted, "Lazarus, come out!" All eyes turned to the tomb. Suddenly, the dead man came out, still bound with linen cloth from head to foot. Jesus said, "Unwrap him and let him go." Many of the Jews believed on Jesus that day. But when the religious rulers heard about it, they called a council. It was decided that Jesus must die before everyone believes in him. They also made plans to kill Lazarus because his resurrection was causing so many people to turn to Jesus.
To get a free download of all the stories of the Bible, go to BibleTelling.org. I'm Trevor Gearhart.